And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. So much good stuff going on with Mr. John Ireland from the Rancho Leonero. We're talking fishing, talking East Cape, and talking fun. And we want to talk to you this morning. It's been a very busy morning so far on Let's Talk Hookup. But if you want to get through in this second hour, there's plenty of time, and we're going to take a lot of your phone calls. And we want to hear from you. Best way to get us right now is our toll-free number. It's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. That's the only line that's open right now and your chance to get through. Our local line, totally packed up, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities here in the second hour. That one's 858, area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. And again, not only are we taking your phone calls and answering your questions, giving away such an awesome prize, and that's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the What's Up frame, a great pair of Maui Jims. It's that matte black wood grain frame with the neutral gray lens and that awesome super thin glass material. Great pair of fisherman style Maui Jims coming your way at the end of the show today. And again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090, or better yet, 877-792-1090. The phones are packed. We're going to jump right back into them, and this time talk to Mike, who's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just got two questions for John.
Sure. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. And I'm wondering, I always get my Mexican license up here, but down there when we go fishing, how does it work to pay for the Mexican visa, that $25 a day deal, if you can pay it there?
Well,
and then my other question is, are you set up if somebody wanted to have like a little small wedding there or renew their wedding vows or something like that?
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of weddings. We probably do 10 weddings a year, something like that. And,
Wow.
We do nice weddings. We really do. You know, the hotel's only 34 rooms. So normally the people take the whole hotel and we adjust the menu and they're great weddings. They really, really are.
What a great spot for it.
It sure is. What was the other question?
It was regarding the FMMs. You know, I'm sure Mike is used to, you know, us being up here fishing wise. You've got to make an FMM. But
yes, we don't do that down there. You can buy a Mexican fishing license up here if you want to get an annual license, but we'll sell you for the same amount. We'll sell you an annual license down there, or a daily or weekly license.
So
right there at the hotel.
So Mike, the FMM is a tourist visa, and what you probably don't realize is the same thing that you're purchasing up here when you take your boat fishing the Coronado Islands is virtually the same paperwork that you're filling out on the plane when you go down. So that little form that they hand you to pass out when you're about 10 minutes from landing and you put your info in, that's the exact same thing. And it's you know, the tourist visa is basically just a record of, you know, tourists coming in and out of the country kind of thing. And
yeah,
so you're already filling it out.
And the airline, it's included in your airline fare.
Exactly. You're still paying for it the same way you would pay for it here, but it's just lumped right into your ticket price. So you don't have anything to worry about as far as that. As long as you got a fishing license, you're good to go. And I know, John, even if you don't have a license, you can come down to the ranch.
Yeah, we'll take care of you. We do it all the time. In fact, most people get their licenses at the ranch.
And I'll tell you, Mike, this, just like we were saying earlier in the show, that's the beauty of coming to Rancho Leonero, is just everything is handled, whether it be fishing licenses or all the stuff. You just don't need to worry about anything other than showing up and maybe having a cold margarita and worried about going fishing the next day. Well, Mike, hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John. Morning, Rick. I got a couple of questions, Jim. When I come down there, John, should I bring a certain amount of pesos or just American dollars? I mean, when I tip that Ponga skipper, do I tip him in pesos or dollars? And the other question is, Do you provide a fish box that I can put my frozen fish in and bring it back to the United States, or do I need to bring a small cooler? A
couple of great questions.
Yeah, good question. Dollars are fine, and we suggest strongly that you bring extra dollars for tips and bait. We don't have the, we can't give you cash from your credit card because we have to pay taxes on it. So it's not even paying a commission. It's a straight tax deal. So I strongly recommend that you bring down plenty of extra money for tips and bait, what have you. But dollars is fine. You don't need to do pesos. And we'll convert to pesos if you leave the ranch and you want to go out and wander around town. We can convert dollars to pesos for you at the hotel. And then
The other was about coolers, coolers, fish boxes, right, and coolers, and how you bring your fish home. And
yeah, we do have boxes for you there. There's no point in bringing one. We'll either buy you a brand new ice chest down there. We can go down to Costco, or we also have the cardboard packing cases, just exactly like they have in Alaska. If you go to a,
I didn't know that. That's a cool, cool way to do it.
Yeah, we do.
So. Makes it easy and just one less thing to bring down if you don't feel like, if you got 10
with
coolers.
With the extra baggage fees and all that, we try to make it as easy
That's a great call.
Yeah, yeah. So we have those as well. Or we'll buy you at Costco, we'll buy you a nice chest down there. And
what about fish cutting and getting your fish cut at the end of the day? Is that something that's done in the boat, or do you do that on your own, or do you
do a
service? Like, what's when Jim goes out fishing with the buddies and they do catch a wahoo and a tuna, how does it go from there?
Normally they get cleaned at the beach.
Okay.
And we have it for tips. We have a guy that cleans, and we have Sub-Zero freezers that we freeze your fish for free as well and just bag them up. The fishing law is down there that you're not supposed to clean the fish on the boat. It's supposed to be at the beach. That said, a lot of the guys still clean the fish on the boat when they're running. And they'll ask the guest, and it's really up to the guest whether they want it cleaned right there. And a lot of times, having it cleaned right on the boat while you're on the boat and putting it in the ice is the best way to go.
I gotcha.
Keep it fresh. But we'll do it either way, and we take care of all the cleaning for you. And there's no extra charge, just tip for that.
That's so awesome. You ready to go, Jim?
Right after Alaska, I'm going, man.
All right, buddy.
Oh, Jim.
Jim, we appreciate the phone call,
as always.
See
you down there.
Okay, John, thank you. Do you have time for one more quick question?
Sure. You got it, buddy.
Sure.
It's a little different direction, but Boogie yesterday mentioned checking out the weather for going after those on that three-quarter day boat. Rick, do you know a website I can check out on my iPhone for that, to check on the weather? Is there a particular one I want to go to?
I'm like a weather weirdo when it comes to the fishing stuff. So I got two or three sites that I look at a bunch. And the first one to get a good overview is, I already have a membership, so I'll do the fishdope.com. And Fishdope at the end of their report has a good weather overview. As far as, what to expect, swell and that kind of stuff. And as far as wind, I really like a website called Windy TY, WINDYTY. And Windy TY is a week-long projection of wind, and it has basically a map of just the whole area. You click on the map, and anywhere that you click, it'll give you a wind forecast up to the hour for a week out, and that's a really good one. It's kind of a computerized model, so it's real easy to see. You can see it change colors, kind of like a water temperature chart, where the brighter colors are more intense, hotter water. It's just like that with the wind, so it'll show you where the wind's at. And then I also subscribe to that buoyweather.com. So I'll usually check all three of those things to get a good overview. But check out that Windy TY. It's a pretty cool free one for wind. And then fishdope.com is probably my favorite just overview of what to expect for the next day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it very much, Jim. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We'll look forward to hearing from you again real soon. How about we jump back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Harry, who's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, hi there. John, I wanted to say hi to you before you went down south. Rick, as you probably know, I drive down to see John every year, drive the peninsula or the Baja. But I'm really looking forward to it. One of the things that I wanted to say, though, is I own a travel agency, and I can go almost anywhere in the world and have been in many places. John, when I come down there, it's my best vacation ever, and I love visiting with you and Jennifer, and everything you say about the resort is just dead on. And I look forward to coming down and seeing you soon and fishing with you.
Thank you, Harry. Well, I got a van that needs to be driven down, so you and Bill, you and Bill will be coming soon. You
ready for another wild ride?
I am. It's fun. It's an adventure.
These guys are gluttons for punishment, I'm telling you. Thank you, Harry.
Well, have a good trip, John.
Okay, buddy.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report, and that's sponsored by the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, that report is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Or you can just get a hold of the guys and at Terrafin, talk to Jeff and all the guys, and they'll get you hooked up. Hey, let's find out what's going on the water. Dave Hansen is standing by, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, guys. How are you guys today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Hey, what a week, huh? Another fun week of fishing all over the place, guys. There's really nowhere not to go. If you pay attention to what's going on up in the Channel Islands, the yellowtail and the white seabass made a guest celebrity appearance up there in between the wind. There was some pretty good scores on the seabass and the yellowtail, and they're the nicer grade fish up there. Not that normal school-sized seabass. They had some of that bigger grade seabass at the islands up there. And as you trickle down the coast there, there's been some good seabass fishing at Rocky Point on down to Palos Verdes. And then you skip over to Catalina. There's been some phenomenal fishing on the backside of the island there. My new guide, Mike Maddox, has been back there with clients all week. He's had good white sea bass fishing. He's had phenomenal yellowtail fishing yesterday. He had two guys that just wanted to catch a yellowtail. They ended up catching 28 yellowtail. They were throwing yellowtail back for an hour and a half. They were just catching and releasing yellowtail. It was a phenomenal day, plus big calicos and lots of barracuda, that legal-sized barracuda in the middle of the island there. That's big news. I was over at San Clemente Island yesterday, Rick. That backside of the island has really turned on in between the wind here. There is a bunch of that big yellow, that 15 to 30-pound yellow, all over that back of the island, up on bird schools, chasing the red crabs around.
Oh,
it's
an
incredible show.
So much fun.
But there's just a bunch of swell in the wind against the current, so it lumps up pretty big. So it's tough conditions for fishing. As soon as we get some straight, not windy days, I think that's going to just explode back there. There's so much volume of fish back there. Then on the front side of the island, the calico bass fish is really good. The water's up to 65, 66 degrees on the front side. Then you slide down there in your neck of the woods. Once again, there was some phenomenal bluefin fishing down the line in between the wind there again. So, like I keep saying, there's no reason not to go fishing, guys. You just have to get out there and go.
That's it, man.
Pick the right weather window. Today we're taking a day off the water. Kelly and I are running up to the Angels game. It's a noontime game, so that's where we're going to be today. So we'll be Facebook Live in the Angels today.
That's cool, Dave. Well, certainly some good information. And, you know, we say it all the time that, you know, fishing changes and it moves back and forth. And Danny does such a good job keeping up to date with what's going on FishDope.com. Another caller was asking about weather just previous, Jim, there. And, you know, Danny does more than just getting fish reports. There's also sea surface temperature charts. There's weather information. There's all the great fishing that, you know, guys like yourself report. And for $20 off, you can punch in the code HOOKUPNOW. Again, it's all lowercase. It's no space. HOOKUPNOW when you're signing up for FishDope.com, and you can save $20 on a new membership. And I know you talk about it all the time, but, boy, not better money spent for good fishing information than FishDope.com, huh, Dave?
Right. People ask me all the time, hey, is it worth it? Well, here's the deal. Like I tell them, I go on it, and most captains, the other day, a lot of guys won't admit it, but most captains go on there to take a look at what's going on every day when we're not out on the water.
It's a great overview of what's going on up and down the coast, and you can see the trends, and you can watch the fishing get good, and you can watch the locations that it's at. It's an awesome, awesome site, and they certainly do a great job. And speaking of great jobs, you're doing it right now, Dave. If somebody wants to have you go fishing with them, what's your program, and how do we do it?
All right, guys. Well, I'm blessed to have Mike Maddox on board with me now this year. He's a younger captain. He's 26, 27 years old. He's ready to go with you on your smaller boats. The guy's hot on the fish. He's been fishing his whole life. So we got an opportunity now to get out with the guys on the smaller boats, which I haven't been doing for the last couple of years, which I apologize for. So if you want me or Mike to come with you on your boat, we teach you how to use all your electronics. We show you where to fish, how to fish, what to fish for. 949-374-0786. Or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and we'll be talking to you next weekend.
Awesome job. As always, Dave, appreciate the update, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, bye. Dave, thanks a lot with that. Hey, in addition to that, we got another little bonus. Jim Salazar, our man, is on the line, and Jim got a little information about the big Battle of the Bays coming up. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Rick. Hey, John. Good morning. How you guys
doing?
Good morning,
Jim.
Doing great. Good morning.
John, how do you pry yourself away from paradise and come up here to our trap?
Well, I'm heading for the airport as soon as I leave the studio.
He's literally on his way.
Yep, I got my bag packed in the car, ready to go.
Well, here's a couple of little CCA updates for you. Tuesday of this week, April 25th, from 8:30 to 11 at the CDFW office in Los Alamitos up here near Long Beach, there's a public meeting with the CDFW to discuss artificial reefs and the CDFW's role and what the public should expect at as the state moves forward with the development of some new reefs in Southern California. So if you guys have the time, try and make it up to that meeting at Los Alamitos office from 8:30 to 11. And then here's some news on the Battle of the Bays. I just wanted to give you guys a quick little update.
All right.
Things are moving along good. We've got a bunch of sign-ups. CCA membership is not required, and the captain's meeting is not mandatory. Although we will have a captain's meeting next Saturday at 10 a.m. at Fast Lake, Kevin Nakata and Afrin Abutin will be the speakers. And Afrin will be talking about catching bass in the bay, and Kevin will be talking about maybe winning the big fish pot outside the bay.
Nice.
And Kevin's going to be bringing some cool camo swag bags from Hobie, and I'll fill those with some Big Hammer lures and some Promar hats, too.
That's
and you guys will be able to sign up for the tourney at the captain's meeting at Fast Lake on next Saturday at 10 a.m. Thank you, Rick.
Hey, you got it, Jim. Some great information. And like I said, I know you were mentioning that a nice pickup in people wanting to join the tournament, going to be a good turnout and certainly a great opportunity. And we got a nice piece of weather scheduled for the event, so it should be a really good one.
Should be fun. We got Yanni cooking some delicious fish tacos from Fisherman Valley, and then we've got Division 23 offering up some free beer tasting, so it should be fun.
Sounds good to me, buddy. We'll appreciate it. One more time, shoot us the information. Best way to sign up and get us going.
www.battleofthebays.com. Go there, and it'll have the two dates, May 6th for the Mission Day event, and June 10th for the King Harbor event. And just hit that May 6th button, and it'll take you right over to the iAngler app. And you can sign up with PayPal there, and it's the easiest way to go. And if you have some questions, my information is on the site there. Feel free to give me a contact, either email or call me.
Awesome. Great job, Jim. We appreciate it very much and look forward to a successful event.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks,
have
Jim.
Fun back in paradise, John.
Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Jeff. He's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I catch your show almost every weekend, and it's very informative and entertaining, and it actually makes me want to go fishing.
Oh, well, we appreciate that, Jeff. I'm glad to hear it. Glad you enjoy it. We enjoy getting to do it just as much, I assure you that.
My question today is for John. You know, it sounds really, you know, my son is eight, and I have a daughter, and I want to expose them to fishing other than, you know, little trout fishing locally, but the half-day boats seem to be, if my memory serves me, a little crazy and a little aggressive, and I'm looking for something maybe to expose them a little bit, something more casual intimate.
They'll have fun. The first thing about the ranch is it's safe for the kids. It just couldn't be safer. There's only one way in and out. Hotel's right dead in the middle of 2 miles of private beachfront. So we control the beach around. It's shallow in front.
Yeah.
The kids would literally have to take a long walk. There's no currents or anything. The worst thing that can happen is they cut their feet on the reef on some of the rocks in front. But it's so safe. It's unbelievable. It's a great spot for the kids. We've got paddle boards and kayaks renting a super pong, taking the boys out and just what you do is go to the tackle store and buy trout hooks. You know the egg hooks, those little small hooks.
Little salmon egg type hooks.
Bring down 500 of those and you literally catch as many triggerfish as you want. There's a lot of big fish on the reef in front with small, small mouths. If you just do the small, small hook with a little chunk of, you know, whatever fish they're catching,
whatever.
Some meat off the scraps off the cleaning table there, you literally catch as many fish as you want with the kids. I did it with my daughter, and I told her I'd give her a nickel a fish. And I'll never do that. Repeat that again for my life. Just putting the hooks back on, one hook right after the other. The kids enjoy it. It's a great spot for the kids. I can't emphasize enough. That was one of the reasons I was interested in the ranch. My father was a pediatrician in Santa Monica, and he was camp doctor at Camp Emerald Bay on the Boy Scout camp on the lee side of the island.
Sure.
And the ranch reminds me so much of that.
That's awesome, man.
That's one of the reasons I did it, and that's a kid's spot for sure. We encourage children down there. We really do.
Jeff, you'll have a great time.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear kids, because you hear about these fishing trips, and it seems like a lot of adults, situations. So it sounds great that
A lot of other families down there, too. The ranch has gobs of families. Because people have gotten onto it, it's a great family spot, safe spot for the parents that don't have to worry about the kids. So there'll be other kids around, too, almost every time you come down.
Great. And then we're looking in October for their winter break. What's the weather like?
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's cool. The water's still real warm, which makes for very good fishing. The air's cooling down. So it'll be in the 80s, but the water will still be up in the high 80s as well. So it'll be real good fishing and real good weather. It's a very popular month, October, a good fishing month.
Sounds really good. I'll be investigating a possible trip.
Excellent, Jeff.
Appreciate
nice
it, Jeff. Thanks a lot for the call. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to check in with a special guest. We got all kinds of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Hey, hey, it's time for the Newport Beach Boat Show, the world's oldest and largest yacht show. We talked about earlier that it's such a fantastic boat show in Newport Beach, just the premier location. So much cool stuff to see between the motor yachts, the beautiful sports fishers, sailboats, cruisers, and more. It's just an awesome time and a very, very fun event. And it's so much more than just a boat show. We talked about earlier, you can see all the services and goods that help you with having boats, all the major boat manufacturers, all the beautiful yachts that you've always dreamed about. You want to come. Have a lot of fun. Bring the kids, bring the whole family, and check out your next yacht. It's a beautiful, fantastic time. Again, April 27th through the 30th at the Lido Marina Village, rain or shine. Thursday from noon to 7, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 7, and then Sunday from 10 to 5. Admission is just $15, and kids 12 and under are always free. They have free off-site parking and shuttle service and more than 200 boats at this beautiful Newport Beach Boat Show. For more information, check out NewportBeachBoatShow.com.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check CedrosSportFishing.com for availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
Jim Rome, weekday mornings at 9 on San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packed up, every single phone line jam-packed. They all want to talk to John, and we're going to jump right into the phones. And hey, we got a guy that I know likes the ranch just as much, and I dare to say he might like it more than although I don't know that that's possible for sure, and that's Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Rick, and good morning, John.
Hi, Bart. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. Great. Getting ready to go down to the ranch just as soon as I leave the studio.
Well, how exciting. I'm still looking for we're going in June, and I can't hardly wait. I'm counting the days. I keep looking at the calendar every day, making sure that I've got it all straight. Matter of fact, I was thinking of putting my tackle together today for my trip in June.
I like it. I like your style.
You'll like June, too. I don't know if you've ever been down in June, but you'll enjoy. June's a good month.
No, I haven't been down in June. You know, we take all of our Fred Hall crew down there, and everyone knows how much I like it. But I was listening to the calls this morning, and, you know, John, I'm not sure you're aware of this, but, you know, Katie, who works for us, she's part of the Fred Hall crew. She's coming down this year, and her and Morgan, my son, took their honeymoon down at the ranch. And this year, they're going to be bringing my grandchildren, Sammy and Aiden. So we're going to be doing some of that stuff that everybody was talking about. We're going to have our grandchildren fishing from the beach and on bongas, and Jimmy's going to be sitting there on the shore waving to us as we sail away.
That's so cool.
Jimmy's going to love having the kids there. I know Jenny.
Yeah, she is. It's going to be great, you know, and it's a. I just can't reiterate for anyone who's listening, it is you. Now, the guys we go fishing with are the hardest core fishermen you can imagine.
The hardest of hardcore.
Hardest of hardcore. They bring so much tackle, Rick. It looks like Fisherman's Landing Tackle Store. It's so much overkill, it's silly. But by the same token, I'm actually thinking this year of not bringing anything and just using the accurate stuff that John provides down there. So there's all those options, and you can be a novice fisherman, you can be a hardcore fisherman, you can be on your own, you know, sitting in your room smoking cigars, drinking whiskey, or you can bring your family and hang out, and it's everything is available at the ranch. You know, my family's been going to Mexico since the 50s, and you couldn't get me to go to Cabo if you put a gun to my head, but I cannot wait to get to the East Cape and the ranch.
Well said.
Thanks, Bart. Me too.
Yeah, I love it. And, boy, I couldn't agree with everything you said. That's what's so cool about the ranch is it's everything that you want it to be, whether it's the most mellow trip or a trip with the boys or hardcore fishing or hardcore laying in the hammock next to the bar playing ring toss. Whatever you want it to be, that's what it is.
You know, it's interesting. You know, we had, like, yesterday, we had 30 guests in the hotel, and nobody fished. Everybody's hanging out. So not everybody comes down to fish either. People come down just to spend time at the ranch, which for me is a good thing. You know,
well, my favorite part of the day is after we're done fishing and we cleaned up and we come out and sit on the patio out there and watch the sun set over the mountains and light up the sky and light up the water. And my God, it's a
fresh tortillas.
And fresh tortillas. Yeah. And if you just sit there and watch it all happen, it's just the most beautiful place on earth.
Thanks, Bart. So yeah, cool. Handmade tortillas, that's for sure. All of them.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, guys.
Bart, have a great trip.
Thanks, Bart.
You got me fired up, too.
We'll see you soon.
I can't wait, John.
Thanks,
Bart. Thank you, Bart.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, Jenny.
Appreciate that very much. Well, hey, here's somebody that knows an awful lot about going to Rancho Llanero and was there the very first time I got to go to the ranch, and that's the lovely Pamela Bensimone, who's also a smiling face we got to see at the Fred Hall Show in the Rancho Llanero booth. Hi, Pamela.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Pam.
Awesome, Pam. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Say, I just wanted to call in real quick and say that there's still a few rooms for the tournament. The 21st annual Let's Talk Hookup Tournament, June 3rd to the 7th, with a little bit of space to extend the stay if you would so choose to.
Nice.
And just give us a call in the office and we'll get you taken care of.
By the way, Pamela's working in the office Tuesdays and Thursdays now, so if you want to talk to Pam, call 800-646-2253.
That's awesome.
That's the
Pam.
Number to call. So I just wanted to mention that and look forward to being down there in June and helping with the tournament as well.
I'll tell you, that is such a fun time. And one of the things that makes that trip so great is just the group of people that's there. It's
absolutely, it's
such a fun family. You know, everybody that's down there feels like family and in a great group. And if you've ever really wanted to try going down to the ranch, it's a really good opportunity with a really friendly bunch of people that'll welcome you into the tournament. And the tournament's totally free. It's a fun tournament, but there's some awesome prizes that get held with some certificates and, you know, an opportunity to come down and defend your title for next year. It's a lot of fun, and man, I can't wait.
Absolutely. All right.
Awesome,
John,
Pam.
Safe travels, and you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Pamela. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Pam.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. This time we're going to talk to Mark calling us from Del Mar this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for taking my phone call, and I really enjoy every weekend. I look forward to listening to all the callers and you guys. You guys are it's very enjoying. So I just want to say that first.
Our pleasure, Mark. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, so I live in Del Mar, and we take skateboards and we butt board down Del Mar Heights Hill, right?
Okay.
Well, we take our surfboards and our poles, and sometimes our spear poles, and we go down, and then we go down the cliffs and all that stuff, and go out and we catch a couple waves and we fish at the same time. But I'm just wondering, I haven't done it in a while. What are the regulations on something like that as far as having a fishing license on me or at the beach or on my beach towel? How does that whole thing work?
It's a good question for sure. And to be completely honest with you, Mark, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I know that the law states that you have to have your fishing license with you, but in the case of free diving and, you know, and things like that, you're best to just check that the California DFW website to be certain. I think that as long as you have very close access to it and you do have it, it'd be tough for a warden to give you a hard time if you were free diving on the beach and you clearly had it in your bag there. That being said, I don't want to ever profess to give you an answer to something that I don't know about, and I'm just frankly not sure. But I'm sure if you check the Department of Fish and Wildlife website, you'd be able to find, or they certainly have a help number that they could call to guarantee you. But my gut would say, as long as you're a guy that has your license and it clearly is with your gear bag on the beach, I can't imagine that they would give you a ticket for not having it for you while you were actively diving.
Yeah, it's easy to find. CADFG.
Yeah, that's it. DFW now with the.
Is it DFW?
It used to be the Department of Fish and Game. Now we're the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
I'm dating myself.
Because we're in California, so of course we can't call fish game anymore. That would be cruel. So. Hey, Mark, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, let's jump in and find out what's going on in the water. We got Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Doubles calling us this morning. Hey, Fred.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Just thought I'd check in real quick.
Yeah.
excuse me, you know, our spring water and conditions are always changing. And this time of year, when things do kind of cook off, it's nice to put it out there. We have had the absolute most horrible water along Point Loma and Imperial Beach this spring, and we finally saw some movement yesterday.
Nice.
There's been, I saw 57 degree water at the end of the point 2 days ago, and then yesterday in IB it pushed into 66 degree water.
Oh, that's great news.
And it was, you know, not super clean, but it was a body of water that we've kind of been waiting to see. So I figured I'd put that out. Our catch was good. It was a competition between sculpin and rockfish coming over the side. We keep track as the fish come on board. And it ended in a dead heat, 31 sculpin and 31 rockfish.
Nice.
And it was a fun trip yesterday. Really was a good time.
And great news with that water, because that's been one thing that's been struggling, is that it's, you know, it needed a big change to get to the next level of our spring and hopefully soon coming summertime fishing.
Yeah, well, we've been going up to that 270 area, and the water had been so much cleaner. And the last time we fished up there, we had a real strong downhill push, and you know, it kind of occurred to me that hopefully that water will push in and. You know, the next day it did. So
great news, Fred. That's awesome.
Yeah, good thing to see. And the other thing I wanted to throw out there, Rick, we're going to change our schedule on the Daily Double. We're doing one trip a day. You know, the eight to three. And we're going to whittle that down 8:30 to 2:30, and we're going to run that all summer. We're going to do the midday half day, and then we're going to put on an afternoon trip, afternoon twilight, 3 o'clock. To 8:30.
I think that's awesome.
So the Daily Double this summer, we're going to be running 8:30 to 2:30, and then 3 o'clock to 8:30 in the evening.
What a cool run that's going to be! That 3:30, 8:30, get off of, you know, sneak out of work an hour early or so, jump down onto the boat, and have your, you know, evening burger and a beer, and get to fish through the sunset, which, as you know, is some of the most productive time in our local waters. You know, that last couple hours of daylight is when everything seems to really turn on.
Absolutely. It kills me to miss the early morning, but that, you know, fishing into the dark and then calling it, you know, the typical twilight trip where you got a couple hours in the dark, it never did much for me.
Right.
But that late afternoon, we did it with Ron Baker on the Point Loma 1 year, and boy, people really liked it. People can make the boat at 3 o'clock, get off work, and still make the boat and have a decent shot of making a catch.
Well, that, and so, you're on the other side of that, you're done early enough that it doesn't kill you to go to work the next day either. You know, you're back home, you know, you're back at home by 9 o'clock.
Right.
Now, that's a great call, Fred. Well, that's exciting. Looking forward to that. And when are we going to look forward to those trips starting up?
You know, I figured I'd start working them in Friday, Saturday nights in May. And then, you know, we'll probably put the boat online. I'm not sure if I'm going to do seven. I'm probably going to do 7 days a week, and get it to where that's our regular routine all through the summer.
That's exciting news, and that's out of Point Loma Sport Fishing in San Diego. If somebody wants to book that trip, find out when they're going, what's the best way to keep up to date with all the information and booking some spots?
So Point Loma Sport Fishing's phone number is 619-223-1627. And, of course, they're on the web at Point Loma Sport Fishing as well.
Awesome. Well, great information. Glad to hear that your zone is cleaning up, Fred, and we'll look forward to seeing some great fish counts. Maybe shoot us a call next week if things turn on the way we're thinking it's going to. Let us know how that fishing's going.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for the time.
All right, Fred. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the check-in. We appreciate that. Let's jump back into the phones. Everybody's dying to talk to John, and let's talk to Jeff. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show this morning.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, John, I'm sorry I missed you at the booth at the Fred Hall show. I did talk to some of your compadres over there. They informed me that sign up at the show was the best deal you could possibly get. And I don't know, a couple other questions. I don't know if that offer still stands. And then the next thing, hey, when it would be the best opportunity to go down to the ranch and get stripers and Dorado? And then the last question would be, Do you guys have fighting chairs on your cruisers? If a guy wanted to just target the stripers, or and then I'll let you take it from there.
Okay.
Great question.
All the cruisers have fighting chairs for the Marlin. Literally all of them. Best time of year for the Dorado and the Marlin. Normally the Marlin it's slow right now. Normally the Marlin are starting off right now, and they should be kicking in any time. And there's no place in the world that you're going to catch more striped marlin here than on the East Cape. I think we averaged trip before last, Let's Hook Hookup, I think it was 4 fish released per boat per day, something like that.
That was the average. Yeah. Some boats as high as 10.
This year's been slower. It's been a slower start, but it'll kick back in. Normally April's really good. Certainly May, June are going to be wide open for the marlin. The Dorado, they like the warmer water, so you're going to see more Dorado starting in late June, July, August, September. You're going to see more of them, along with the yellowfin as well.
Yeah, great opportunity. The best fishing I've ever seen down in the East Cape for marlin was, you know, quite a few years back, and I was surprised that it can start so early, you know, in March and April. Like you said, a little slower, which is boding really well for those May and June trips right now, but I was just surprised that so early in the year you could see such good marlin fishing.
Well, people ask me, normally I tell them April is the best month for striped marlin. It just hasn't happened yet this year, and it will. It'll kick in. But normally, they're just wide open in April as well.
Same deal if Jeff was wanting to go target striped marlin on the fishing side of it. What's the best, in your opinion, you know, if you were taking your boat, I know, out and trying to do the stripers, do you mostly like to troll, you know,
right off the
vinyl skirted marlin lures? Or do you like ballyhoo? Or do you like live baiting them?
I like slow troll ballyhoo.
Okay.
And then it's visual, too. You know, you have some good live bait, and if you spot them. And a lot of the captains won't even run the lures by them. If they spot them, they'll stop the boat and toss live bait on them. I try to run the lures past them, at least do one pass before I go to the live bait. But right off the front of the hotel, that's one thing that's amazing. I'm not kidding you. 3.5-4 miles off the front of the hotel, not even a 10-minute boat ride, it's Marlin City, right off the drop off there in front of La Rivera.
That's so cool.
It is just sometimes it's amazing how many marlin there are around. And we've been seeing them. They've been jumping and all that. They just haven't been biting real well. Something's down there. They're eating.
They're just like our bluefin. We just need that switch to turn on.
Yeah. They're around. And they would. And if I were to pick one fish besides the rooster fish that is our most consistent producer year in, year out, that would be striped marlin and roosters. Yeah. Those two.
Jeff, appreciate the phone call very much. You're going to have a great time down at the ranch. Next up, let's talk to Don. He's got us from Signal Hill this morning. Hey, Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Rick, for taking the call. I had a question for John, or maybe a couple.
Sure, Don.
Hey, John, I'm coming down in June,
uh-huh.
And maybe one of the days I was thinking about running up and down the beach.
Uh-huh.
Now, and I have a spinner I'd like to use. Now, would you have a pole I could marry that up with?
Absolutely.
Bring a pole rod?
Absolutely. And I suggest, I'm glad you brought that up, I suggest that just put your reel in your check bag, because you can't have a line in the carry-on, and we'll marry it up, no charge. We've got lots of rods down there. We'll hook
you up.
Okay,
that would
right
be
away.
Great. And then I heard you say something about a surface popper. What? I mean, if I brought just – I'm coming really light. I heard you did laundry. I'm going to come as light
like as Shimano wax wings. I've been working or deadly out there for whatever reason.
Okay.
Something that makes a racket stays on top. And one of the reasons you want to stay on top is it's a rocky bottom, so you'll get stuck in the
rocks. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't want to lose a $17 rig. Yeah.
That and, and there's no substitute for going over to the cleaning table and taking some belly strips off some of the fish that they're cleaning and going out there. I'm a firm believer in meat fishing.
And throw them bait.
Yeah, well, if you cut just about Tootsie Roll size, cut strips off the belly strip, and then you just fly line them, and behind the kayak, and just flop them along behind. You put a swivel on so they don't, the line doesn't get all wound up. And
kayak, what do you have? You have Hobies?
Yeah, we have Hobies, and we have Hobies.
Oh yeah, I got a Hobie here. All right, that sounds excellent, John. Yeah. I'll see you. I guess the 2nd or 5th or whatever it is.
We'll be down there all June, so I look forward to
seeing
you.
That's awesome, Don.
Sure. Don, we look forward to meeting you.
All right, take care.
Appreciate the phone call very much.
Hey, see you then.
You know, he talked about going up and down the beach and doing the ATV thing and maybe finding a rooster fish. Is that something, too, that can be set up through, you know, if you wanted to rent an ATV?
For liability reasons, our insurance company, you know, we cannot.
You're not renting it.
We're not renting it, but however, we facilitate your ability to rent it.
That's awesome.
Which is probably get us in trouble anyway here in good old California. But what we do is we help you. We give you the phone to call them and make the arrangements. Also, you can call the office, and they'll give you the numbers that you can arrange for the ATVs before you even come.
That's cool.
And have them, yeah. And, you know, it's not legal to ride up and down the beach, but they don't enforce it. And it's probably one of the last places in the world that you can actually ride a quad up and down the beach and enjoy it. So, and it won't last forever, so you may as well get down and do it.
Good call. Well, while we're sneaking in, let's try and sneak another phone call in and talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Now, what would it cost me and my son to fish a day down there? And what's an average tip? A lot of people have problems with how much to tip these guys, you know?
Yeah, they're getting spoiled, these guys. That's for sure. The super panga for the two of you guys is $350. And like we were discussing earlier, that boat goes anywhere you want to go. It drags just as many lines as a cruiser, so there's no reason to go on a bigger boat. And you get the opportunity to fish more yourself.
Tipping.
Oh, tipping.
What do you recommend?
Yeah, you know, it's $50 a day for a super panga captain's a good tip. Some guys go up to, on the cruisers, go up to 100 or whatever. It depends on your captain and how well you like him, what he does for you. We have
service.
We have some pretty magical super panga captains that we really do there. So like Santos, this would be a guy that if you were up here and you had your own boat in Point Loma, you'd want him to go fishing with him.
No doubt.
He's a great fisherman. That helps. But he's also, his English is colloquial. He's funny as hell. He's just somebody you enjoy fishing.
Yeah, a great guy, number one, and an even better fisherman, but that's number two.
Yeah, yeah. No, and loves to fish. Little story I'm adding in there. He's had two heart surgeries in the past two summers and over in the mainland, and I can't keep him off the boat. It's what he loves to do, and I tried to cut him down to 5 days a week. And he told me he'd commercial fish those other 2 days if I didn't fish him. So he's good old Santos, loves to fish, and he's fishing 7 days a week. And
really, I like that kind of guy.
He's a Zen guy. He really is a Zen guy. Strongly recommend booking him if you can.
I know my dad's favorite thing to do at the ranch is to come down and go rooster fishing, and favorite guy to go rooster fishing with is Santos, for sure.
Well, for example, this year, every quality fish we've got, we got a sheep's head. We've never had a sheep's head at Rancho.
A giant one, too.
Yeah, so I looked it up, and the world record is 26.8 pounds, and this one had to be 30 easy. Of course, we didn't weigh it, but, of course, Santos caught it. And this year he's caught a 97-pound wahoo already.
97?
130-pound yellowfin. He's been whaling, and lots of yellowtail. He's a killer.
And with as good as he is at catching wahoos and tunas and things like that, he's a real specialist on the inshore thing. And that's what I like doing so much at the ranch. Pargos and roosterfish and amberjacks and yellowtails. And
everybody follows. The other captains follow him around. and if he's fishing somewhere, other boats drive up to him, he just pulls up and drives away every time. He's something.
We got
Jorge's a really good one and Alonzo. Those three are deadly
that's awesome.
Fishermen.
You're going to have a great time, Chuck.
Thank you, guys.
Hey,
thank
buddy.
You. I'll see you down there in August.
Good. I look forward to seeing you, Chuck.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, April 29th, Rock Cod Rick will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a live broadcast from the El Cid Marina and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, April 29th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim What's Up sunglasses, which, John, you said those are your favorites, the What's Ups. That's your your style of choice.
They're my style of choice, yeah. What's Up and Stingrays, actually, are my two. But my What's Up get the most used on the boat.
That's awesome. Well, that big winner is Chuck in Dana Point. Chuck, congratulations. You are going to love those pair of Maui Jims. And John, we were just talking about it. It just blows me away how fast 2 hours can go by. There's never enough time talking about the ranch. It's just my favorite place in the
Lots
whole world,
of questions.
And I can't wait to come back, buddy.
Lots of questions, for sure.
Give us the rundown. If somebody wants to come participate in all the fun, all the great time, we heard Pam, June 3rd through the 7th, the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament, or any of the other great times to come down to Rancho Lanero, what's the process like on getting ourselves down there?
Thanks. It's 800-646-2252, or go to our website, rancholanero.com. You can sign up online, or you can call the office. I strongly recommend calling the office and talking to the girls and so they can fill you in and give you all the details and let you know what's going on.
It's way too easy and it's way too affordable not to take advantage and make
it, really
it happen.
Is.
It
is a bargain, and it's really an excellent spot.
There's
really good fishing and a really good place to be.
There's definitely a reason you hear 2 hours worth of people saying how much they love going down there. It's because it's an awesome
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, it's doing this show and having everybody call in makes me feel pretty good.
Well,
it really does.
Well, we love it, and we're going to say it again. Don't change it. Keep it exactly the same. We love it.
And I won't. I'll just make it better.
That's right, John. Well, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll look forward to hearing your weekly reports on Let's Talk Hookup. And
Thank you,
I really appreciate it, John. Thanks for everything.
Good job.
Buddy.
By the way,
time.
You do a good job on the show.
Thanks,
Pete should be happy.
Well, we're having a great time, and we got another great show coming for you next weekend, live in Mazatlan with Ken Frankie and the whole gang at SAC. I'm looking forward to heading down there and having a great time in Mazatlan. And then next Sunday, Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independent. Going to be a couple of great shows coming your way. We appreciate you listening. It's Let's Talk Hookup. Another couple of great shows next week right here on the Mighty 1090. Yeah, steelhead room. Yeah, steel.